This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What mysteries do we have to uncover today? I get all the things, well, not all of them, because who's got time for all of them? And we get to many things that are important for Tuesday, the 9th of May, in this discussion hour, the news nugget hour, whatever you want to call it. It's a conversation about what's happening in France. Viva la France! Ensemble la France! Get together! Let's get together. How do you sing that in French? The election victory of Emmanuel Macron, who was the 39-year-old liberal. Remember, liberal means free, too free, free thinking. That's where it all started, anyway. That's American parlance. It has drawn a lot of attention and brought a collective sigh of relief, in a manner of speaking, from all corners, but the extreme right, the lady who was running against him was very right, wanted to get out of the European Union, bad business for France, may even be bad business for Britain, nobody's quite sure of that yet. Anyway, there are many people in our country who are interested to see where this all goes. The Republicans and the Democrats seem to agree, except those who are on the far right, and not only in this country but elsewhere, the anti-immigration and the protectionist feelings, the things that are sort of identified with Donald Trump and have overtaken us in much of our jargon because of the extremes. And that's why there's a certain surprise, because a lot of the French are pretty upset, but not as badly, not as much as the Germans are, and not as much as the English are, about all the people that are coming into the country that seem to be kind of messing up the norm. And that I am actually surprised, because the feeling, I know a lot of people who are French and a lot of people who come from various countries in Europe. It's a small world anymore. And the idea of the European Union being ruined by all of these immigrants coming in didn't settle in France, because in reality it won't really ruin the EU. It won't ruin America. It just makes things messy. But because there are so many consumers, 500 million consumers in the European Union, it's a massive market for our country, for U.S. goods, for travelers. You know how many people are planning to go to France this summer? If you look at the airline schedule alone, from every major hub, you can look at New York, you can look at Boston, you can look at Newark, you can go down to Washington, you can go to Philadelphia, you can go to Charlotte, you can go to Miami, you go to Tampa, you go to Atlanta, you go to Cleveland, you go to Chicago, you go to any major city where there's an international airport, and they all have flights. They have flights to Paris. There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3 flights a day from Boston, for example, to Charles de Gaulle. And then there's the Orly Airport that isn't as popular as de Gaulle. And then there are all of the various combinations you can take. You can go and come from some city and get into a hub and jump on a plane and go to Paris. Anyway, the bottom line is that there are hundreds of thousands of people in America who want to go to France. There are hundreds of thousands of people around Europe that just want to have the ability to travel. And that's sort of what's caught the Brits up short, because it's been so easy to travel around. Just get on a train and go wherever you want to. And then there's the defense side of things. By the way, I got a kick out of what the French got. It was Brexit in Britain. It's Frexit in France. The Frexit movement. Anyway, so global trade, defense, the common defense structure of Europe and America all sort of work together. And that was something I don't know that was ever really considered when it came to what went on in England. And that's why a lot of people think, even though they have a lady that's running England at the moment who believes in Brexit, the rank and file thing, maybe we shouldn't have gotten out. But it is, it's all about immigration, 100% uncertainty in Europe. They call it the Balkanizing of Europe because these people are coming up from the Balkans, the fight against Daesh, and sharing intelligence with the U.S. That's one thing this guy Macron was really pretty serious about because of the terror attacks in France, and that's one of the other reasons that many people thought he would lose or that the other lady would win. It's probably a better way of putting it. Because they have spent a lot of money on counterterrorism, and the U.S. and French are working together. Even the police commissioner in New York has described the attacks as the new normal, and they sent people over. There are students at New York Law School that are using Paris as a Paris is basically what they're studying. And so then there's Assad and what to do with him. So that's another issue. Then there's a lot of discussion about the Paris Agreement on climate control. You know, 195 countries, including the United States a few years ago, signed on to this whole business and all of the money that's being spent. There are a lot of different agreements, the Oslo Accord, that sort of stuff. And the Trumps are not, well, I shouldn't say the Trumps. Mr. Trump thinks, but Macron has already put in a call to Trump, apparently. And one of the number one items, or you can only have one, I guess, this was on the top of the list, sticking to the agreements. And apparently, not only, this is getting to be very interesting, not only did Macron call Trump, but he called his daughter and her husband, Kushner, because apparently they have been public. She was over there, wasn't she, a while ago? Didn't she go? She was in Europe, what, last week, Kara? Kara Schillen is here with me. I think it was last week, the week before. She had a number of stops in Europe.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. And so in that, she was in Germany anyway, I know that, but I think she went to France. The point is that they are using many people who are astute and understanding how things are really working, find that not so much Kushner, but the daughter is the one to go to when your father says one thing, okay, please convince him to do something else. And you've seen that happen, by the way. I think that's one of the most interesting, it isn't speculation anymore. It's pretty certain that she has she has his ear, if not both of them. And what happened in Syria when the U.S. went after the Syrians that bombed all those people was because Ivanka said to her father, you can't let this happen. You can't let this go unchallenged. Look at all those kids that have been killed. Do something about it, please, Dad. So Dad was obliging, like good dads are with their daughter, and sent in the, not the troops, but sent in the bombs, and that caused an international stir. And you'll notice that after all of that, how many was that a month ago? Nothing has really happened. Whether anything has changed a lot, Assad sort of ran for cover. The Russians said, this is terrible, and then they did nothing. They didn't do anything even when they knew it was going to happen. So all right, I just wanted to sort of talk a little bit about the economic impact of this, the political impact of this, the social impact of this, whether the French have doubts about him. I think you're going to see that he'll be on the first plane over here or he'll invite the folks to come over there. The victory rally in front of the Louvre, which is, if anything, that and the Eiffel Tower, don't they really kind of have their, they have that French thing. It's kind of like a picture of what would, the Washington Monument would be in Washington, the equivalent of that. And the French national anthem, in case you didn't recognize that. So, it's interesting. I won't talk much about this because I don't know that it has much to do with any of us on a day-to-day basis, but I do think that it's interesting to sort of look at the long faces of the right-wingers who think this is horrible. Oh, my God, a liberal. When are folks going to sort of get over that and not think that it's not about whether you're liberal or conservative. It's about how, you know, what's your position. What's your real mind like? These people who think that Donald Trump is a conservative. Donald Trump's about as conservative as my cows are on the farm. It's an impractical way. He has people around him. Mostly, remember, he's thanking those who voted by doing what Mike Pence suggests he ought to do. How long that lasts remains to be seen. 18 past the hour. That's my overview for this first part of the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Every hour during this portion of the program, we focus on music, music news, music personalities, and Carly Simon has been an important part of that wheelhouse. Am I overusing that word?
What?
I kind of like it. Wheelhouse.
No.
Am I using it too much?
No.
So, the song You're So Vain, one of the great music mysteries, she's revealed bits and pieces of who this is about. Song was number one for about 7 weeks in a row, I think, back in 1972. And so I think that there was a lot of speculation that it was about Warren Beatty. Mm-hmm. But apparently there were a number of people who she thought about as she sung this song. She wrote it on a pad, and there was a verse that apparently she never sang. Let's see here. A friend of yours revealed to me that you loved me all the time, kept it secret from your wives. You believed it was no crime. You called me once to ask me things I couldn't quite divine. Maybe that's why I have tried to dismiss you, and you're so vain. That never made it into the song. Over the past 45 years, she's been steadfast in her refusal to disclose who the song was about, but I think it became clear that it was about,
it was Warren Beatty was one verse that she said was about him. I think the gist of it is that it's about several different men, and she just won't name any other names.
Kris Kristofferson, who else is the speculation on?
Who was it? It was Warren Beatty, Kris Kristofferson, Mick Jagger, and I think there was a fourth person. Let me see. I had it on some trivia here. I'm not sure now.
Right, I never heard that part of the story before. I always thought it was just one person. So this is news, in fact.
I didn't know she dated Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah. But they would be, well, he's what, 80 now?
He'll be 81 in June, yeah.
Yeah. Doing all right for himself, too. In terms of still acting.
I think Cat Stevens was the other option.
Cat Stevens, that's the other one, yep.
Right, yes. Now known as Yusuf Islam. Right.
So who has multiple wives? Because if that's what she's singing about in this new verse, you kept it from your wives. That's a clue.
Some research.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's the story, or one of the stories behind the story. It's always been she's a fascinating personality. You know, how is that? Was she only married once to Jackson Browne? Who else did she marry?
I thought she married James Taylor.
Oh, Taylor. I always get him and Jackson Browne.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
I don't
know
why. Yeah, James Taylor. But she's not married to him now.
No. He doesn't speak to her. He won't even acknowledge her. It's really sad.
Really?
Yeah.
get so angry about that.
He's married to someone younger who probably doesn't want to talk about their legacy as a couple.
Yeah, right. Now that happens sometimes. All right, so that's the latest Carly Simon rumor. Time now for us to get with the news from Adele. This is, oh man, this woman. Crank this up, right? Adele thanked her fans this past weekend for wishing her a happy birthday. You know, this woman's only 29 years old.
It's amazing.
The success that she's had.
Yeah. And to be as grounded and...
Oh, yeah. She has a lot of fun. She has a great sense of humor about herself. So she celebrated her birthday in her own way, dressing up in a beige blouse, pink cardigan, and glasses connected by a chain, along with wild short hair and an old lady sort of look. Nearly 30, thanks for the well wishes. See you soon. X. She wrote alongside four photos for her elderly photo shoot. And then a lot of people around the world who are her fans took to social media to repost the photos. Did you do that, Victoria?
I'm doing it right now. I'll send it to you as well. They're very funny.
She's, well, nothing but good comes out of her as far as I'm concerned. What a great lesson in success. Adele here on the DJV Experience at 28 past the hour.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high...
Now tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete ShelterPod system at ShelterPod.com. The ShelterPod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four minutes after the hour, Tuesday, May the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen as we work our way through a number of workers. I use that word in quotation marks because it's not. I'm working my brain and I'm working my mouth. A lot of times when I grew up, I was told that work, or taught, I guess more than told, that work was physical. That you went on the farm and you lifted bales, lifted bags of grain, lifted jugs of milk. And then you had to go out into the field and work with your arms. And I was never, actually, it wasn't until, and I don't even know if I still believe it, actually. You know, stuff that we're taught when we're youngsters stays with us. I'm not even sure that I think this is where what Kara's doing is work, because she does have to move her hands and she has to be coordinated and all of that stuff. But when I'm here observing, thinking, talking, sharing ideas with you, it doesn't feel like work to me. So be it. How many of you think the same way? Work is physical. It's making everything work is work. Your brain, what's the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. I do try to do that. The administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, I think he's the doo-woppiest of all the people that have been assigned duty under the Trump administration. He's the one I have the least of mine. And I'm a big foe of the EPA, but there are things that are going on that bug me. Now, I don't know whether this is one of them or not. I haven't just kind of
work some of this stuff around. Because sometimes I'll talk about something and I haven't really made up my mind about it, but I'm interested in giving the information to you in case you haven't heard it and you make up your mind as well. This is not about who's right and wrong. I'm not right and I'm not wrong. I'm just here to tell you what I think, and I don't care for Scott Pruitt. Having said that, yesterday he dismissed half of the 18-member scientific review board, citing his desire to make a quote-unquote clean break with the Obamaites. The cuts are the first step in the new effort to change the process for evaluating regulations. Now, I have no problem with that. The Board of Scientific Counselors advises the EPA about whether certain research has integrity. Then you get into splitting hairs. Each of the members who were cut were nearing the end of their term anyway. So the news media has made a big to-do about it. Trump got rid of these people and they're environmentalists and he's anti-environment. Crapola. No. Each of the members they weren't really fired or terminated. These people, just because they're close to the end of their term, Pruitt said, I'll bring in some new people. They don't want rubber stampers. That is, they don't want people who just say, yep, that's what Pruitt wants. So let's see if that really is what goes on. Right? Let's just kind of take a wait-and-see approach. As I said, you won't find me. It's not that I don't want to give him a break. I mean, who am I to give him a break? He's there. I'm here. But in my thought process, what he's done so far, especially when it comes to Monsanto and that ilk, isn't in my good thought book. Let's put it that way. Okay? All right, let's see here. Chicago is my kind of town. No. It is, actually. I love Chicago. I think Chicago is one of the great American cities, even though it's being run like a third world country, thanks to Mayor Rahm Emanuel, one of the hokiest of the pokies. So he's now, as of yesterday, decided to fight back against the EPA. The website, remember last week, if we're going to stick with Pruitt for a minute, the website removed most mentions of climate change. So now when you try to visit the climate change section at the EPA, you get a notice that says the page is being updated. Okay. So Emanuel decided Chicago would launch its own climate change section. Like they haven't got enough trouble there already with just, he reminds me of Obama. With Obama, it wasn't fix the problems, let's start something new. Don't fix the old problems, don't deal with the old agencies, don't deal with the old problems. No, they'll take care of themselves. Let's start something new. All right, and that's what Emanuel is doing. He's going to have the city create their own climate change section in the city's official website. So they've taken the information from the old Obama administration, EPA, and they've just put it up on their website. Is it me or is it childish? Does this sound like, nah, 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 you won't let me play in your house, so I'm going to do this on my own. Nah, 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 nah. Ugh. All right. So I just thought you'd get a kick out of that. The folks at United Airlines, this is like the daily focus here. They don't seem to be catching a break. Can they go a week without a fiasco? Was one of the headlines that I saw. The I'm not going to go through. Simon the Rabbit you see, this is one of those interesting things where I catch the snooze media at their own game. Simon the Rabbit did not die on a flight. He died at the airport being transferred from one plane to another. He was alive when he got off the first plane from London to Chicago, and then he was going to get on another puddle jumper to get over to Iowa for a show. So that's not true. But there is truth to the passenger being removed, the forcible removal of the flight, the bride and groom were kicked off the flight to go on their wedding, yada, yada, yada. A scorpion stung a passenger on a flight. So here's another one. This lady who was supposed to go from Newark to Paris, flew from Newark to San Francisco. And nobody knew what happened. There was a last-minute gate change. And because she doesn't speak English, she went around, gave everybody the boarding pass, and they still screwed it up. It's just horrible. It is. I mean, it just makes them look like a bunch of nincompoops. And so they say they're fixing things, but, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, to be sure, but a lot of people nobody got hurt. A lot of people amused by that, but one wonders, as the news media yesterday, wow, this could have been a terrorist. So what? So the terrorist blows up something in Paris or blows up something in San Francisco? If that's the way you're going to look at it, I think that was kind of silly. The Air Force. How many people knew the Air Force had a top secret space plane? Did you know that, Kara? The Air Force has a top secret plane that flew yesterday, unmanned space plane. It went up and came back. Now, nobody knows what its secret mission is. The X-37B. Landed...
Looking for aliens.
That could be. Mm-hmm. Actually, came back yesterday. It went up 718 days ago. Launched by a rocket in May of 2015. But nobody knows.
Maybe they'll work with Uber on their new flying cars.
That's it, right. The Air Force says it's up there to perform risk reduction, experimentation, and concepts for operations development. They're trying to perfect reusable space vehicles. But there were a lot of people wondering if they were up to something else, a little more mysterious. Spy activities, testing new weapons. Ooh. This was the fourth and longest trip for this plane. Air Force says it plans to launch it back into orbit again later this year. So, let me ask you this. If it's a secret plane, how come we know about it? Can't be that secret. Right? Speaking of space, there's a big fire on the state line, Florida and Georgia. And apparently it can be seen from the International Space Station. Here's an overview of that fire if you haven't heard about it.
A massive wildfire continues to burn on the border of Florida and Georgia, and it isn't showing any signs of slowing down. According to fire officials, the blaze, dubbed the West Mims Fire, was ignited by a lightning strike at the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge on April 6. Over a month later, the flames have scorched over 130,000 acres, and the smoke can be seen from space. Firefighters have only 12% of the fire contained. Officials said hot and dry weather conditions fed the flames over the weekend. On Sunday, authorities issued a mandatory evacuation order for the southeastern Georgia town of St. George. And residents in Nassau County, Florida, have been warned that they too might need to leave their homes. Officials say it could take until November to contain the blaze.
Hi, there are a lot of people that are listening to this program in that area. On both sides of the line, and we send you good thoughts. 45 past the hour, a British actor is being investigated for blasphemy. Now, my God, we'll find out about that in a moment. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries, offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date And these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com. Berries.com. The code is DJV.
I'm Danny Lifford from Today's Homeowner.
And I'm Chelsea Lifford Wolf.
And we have some great summer prep tips for you, starting with getting rid of those mosquitoes.
That's right. I installed Newtone's Haven mosquito repellent system around my deck here. They look like landscape lights, but they help repel those pesky mosquitoes.
They have the type that's available with lights that have the mosquito repellent or just the repellent itself. It really does work very, very well. It has a timer that goes along with it, and it'll keep the mosquitoes away from here. But even if you're preparing for all of that, you need to also think about those vicious summer storms, and to have a standby generator, just like the one that we've installed from Champion, is a great peace of mind to be able to have that power come right on as soon as you have a power interruption. But you can do all you want around the house, but if the grass isn't mowed, it just doesn't look right. Chelsea's figured that one out.
That's right. I have a Toro Time Master mower. It's got a 30-inch deck, so you're be able to mow your yard 40% faster.
Absolutely. It stores real easily in your garage, and it also has a lot of other features that'll make it just right for your yard. You can find out more.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
All right, so I was trying to figure out who this guy is. Stephen Fry. I don't, in my mind, come to a picture in my mind. He made some comments on Irish TV that were construed to be controversial because he sounds like an atheist, and that's blasphemous, so we hear.
British author and actor Stephen Fry is being investigated by Irish police for comments he made about God 2 years ago.
Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain?
Fry had already established himself as an atheist before his comments on Ireland's public television.
I genuinely believe that the Catholic Church is not, to put it at its mildest, a force for good in the world.
But Ireland's constitution bans blasphemy, and a law passed in 2009 protects religions from, quote, abusive or insulting comments. A member of the public reported Fry's comments to police in 2015. No real action took place until a couple weeks ago when a detective started looking into the case. The man who brought up the case told Irish media he wasn't offended by Fry's comments, but said he felt reporting the case was his civic duty.
Okay, so the question that we will leave you with at this point, what would happen if Stephen Fry made that comment here? Think about that for a bit. It's worth thinking about, actually. Yeah, it's not illegal, but it's freedom of speech stuff. All right, it's a thought process. 10 before the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Money Pit time, 53 past the hour. Joining us now is Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the celebrated and award-winning Money Pit Home Improvement radio program that has a very important way of you to reach out to them and them to reach out to you. There are a lot of people who have a lot of questions about what's going on in their home. You have no further than this program to listen to all my questions, and once in a while we actually get to some of yours.
Yeah, so, I listen to your questions, Doug.
I know you do. All right, so if you have a question for Tom for the Money Pit, what you ought to do is post it in the new Money Pit community, the new Money Pit community at moneypit.com. Go to moneypit.com and look for the new Money Pit community, and then they're going to answer the questions. Plus, you'll automatically be entered to win products. They have a lot of things that they give away in the program every week. So this is a great way, a great incentive for you to get in there. So send it along to moneypit.com/community, or you can call your question into 888-MONEYPIT, 888-MONEYPIT. But if you have a chance, that writing it down is probably better. All right. For example, this past weekend, there were $400 Greenworks lawnmowers given away. $150 gift card to the Home Depot. That's not a bad deal at all. So questions submitted this week, eligible for next weekend's giveaway, which includes a Fisker's lawn tool package and a 12-foot Hampton Bay lighted patio umbrella. Now, that I know comes from Home Depot. Hey, that's their brand. What's Fisker's? I don't know that.
Fisker's is a manufacturer of garden tools.
Are they?
Shovels and clippers and rakes and they make good stuff.
Good to have on the farm.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly.
So you want to get a shot at the lawnmower, gift cards, lights, tools.
These are your questions.
Get the questions to moneypit.com/community. So in a moment, we'll have an example or two of the questions that have come in since last week when we requested you send us questions. Question and answer. What a concept. Stand by.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Hi, Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. One of the listeners, Laura, says that she bought a propane grill a year before selling our home and only used it once. When we moved into our new home, we found a natural gas line was available for the grill. Aha! So does it work? The propane grill work with natural gas? That's a question.
Whoa.
That's a great question.
It's a very good question, but no, it absolutely does not, because those two fuels have different types of burners. They use different amounts of gas, different the flow is different, and the burner size, the orifice size where the gas comes out is different. You cannot automatically take a propane grill and just switch the fuel out to natural gas.
You can change the burner, but how expensive is that?
Didn't you just rebuild your grill? You can. I did rebuild my grill, but I didn't change the fuel type. I just replaced the burners with, you know, the same kind of burner. So that wasn't the issue. But if you were to replace all of the guts, sort of, so to speak, inside the grill, you know, that's probably going to be around break even with buying a new one. That's my view on it. Yeah. For, unless you have a really good grill, you know, a really expensive one, then maybe it's going to be worth it. But for your average propane grill, probably not worth it. But it's a great question because it's nice to have natural gas built in to, say, your patio, your
decks.
So
leave
the
grill
to, you know,
for the new people that bought your house.
Yeah, give well, that, you could do that too.
Don't forget, send your questions to moneypit.com/community and see if you can get a handle on these lawnmowers and gift certificates being given away by the Money Pit. Moneypit.com/community for the question.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.